Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Senators have signed power forward Tyler Boucher to a 3-year contract beginning in the new year. In a press release on Tuesday, the Sens announced that Boucher, their first-round pick in the 2021 NHL draft, had signed a 3-year entry-level contract. General manager for the Sens, Pierre Dorion, said in a press release that Boucher plays a heavy physical game and that the 18-year-old is strong with the puck, has a big shot, and goes hard to the net. Dorion added that he expects Boucher to be an important part of the team's future. Boucher, originally from Haddonfield, New Jersey, played in 17 of 18 games this season with the Boston University Terriers. During the season, he scored 2 goals and 1 assist and registered 34 penalty minutes. Boucher was the 10th overall pick in the 2021 NHL draft and is expected to play for the OHL's Ottawa 67s next year. Dorion says Boucher is one of many players who struggle at the college level.
It's very tough for a lot of freshmen in college, you know, whether you come in as an 18, 19, or 20-year-old. A lot of times you're playing against guys that are 22, 23 years old. They're physically so much mature than you are. Tyler physically is very mature, but I think a lot of times the college mantra is that they give a lot of ice time and opportunities and power plays to juniors and seniors, and Tyler was a freshman this year, and, you know, he showed a lot of good things in the games that I saw in video.
Dorion says he had conversations with Boucher about leaving university earlier in the season, but the player started seriously considering this about a month ago. According to Dorion, discussions with 67's coach David Cameron and Sens development coach Sean Donovan led to Boucher signing a contract on Tuesday.
Through the first half of the year, myself, other members of our hockey staff, had conversations with Tyler. Obviously, things weren't going the way that he thought the direction should go with Boston University. It's a good program. They've developed a lot of good players. Having a chance to watch quite a few of his games, and after one weekend, Tyler and I had a really good conversation with Sean Donovan. He was pondering maybe leaving. We told him that whatever decision that he would make, we would respect, which was very important for us. And then early December, ended up talking with his agent now, his family advisor at the time, and they just felt that probably going 67s route was the best option. So ended up talking with James Boyd at 67s and with a coach of the caliber of Dave Cameron. We just felt that this was the best route to go.
Boucher is being temporarily assigned to the Sens affiliate AHL team in Belleville because he tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this month. According to Dorion, this will give Boucher an opportunity to play on a team in the event of an OHL shutdown. Boucher will be allowed to enter Canada after January 6th, at which time he will be assigned to the Ottawa 67s. Dorion added that he, Cameron, and Donovan are very excited to be welcoming a new addition to the team.
We know Tyler Boucher is the type of player that you want when you're playing playoff games. We know that Tyler Boucher is a player that wants to win. He's a physical force. He's got a big shot. He drives inside. He's someone that plays a power forward game that you want on your team. So we're not going to look back at what's happened in the last few months, but having him join the 67s is something we're really excited about.
The Sens are set to play their last game of the year against the Pittsburgh Penguins at the Canadian Tire Centre on Friday. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1, I'm Mara Bélanger.